Hello, this is Meredith.
And Elizabeth.
With you today. Today we're going to be talking about a man named Joseph Kony, also known as Kony 2012. So, who is Joseph Kony?
Joseph Kony is the head of the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA, a Ugandan guerrilla group. A guerrilla army is a member of an irregular, usually politically motivated armed force that combats stronger regular forces such as the army or police.
What is Joseph Kony doing to make him most wanted?
Well, he abducts children and uses the boys as child soldiers that are made to kill people they love, and the girls are sex slaves. It's pretty cruel if you ask me.
So when does the army plan to catch this Joseph Kony guy?
They plan on catching him this year. They're not sure when, but they plan on ending him.
Well, does the army know where he is at right now?
They aren't sure exactly where, but he was in Uganda hiding for 6 years. During those 6 years, he was abducting children for his army.
Then how do they plan to capture him to stop him from the horrible crimes he has done?
In the YouTube video, it explains that on the night of April 20, 2012, everyone is going to help put up posters, flyers, and banners about Kony. They're going to be put up in all the cities to help get him famous.
Is the YouTube video accurate?
I'm pretty sure it's accurate, but not that sure.
Has Kony used his army of child soldiers to fight against something?
He doesn't use his army to fight against anything, but he does use it to have control.
Wow, that sounds cruel. I don't know why he did that to the children living in Uganda. Why don't the children just run away or decide not to join his army?
Well, it's not that easy. There are lots of adults helping Kony. They don't have a choice if they want to live. If they choose not to be in his army, Joseph Kony will cut off their heads.
I heard a boy named Jacob, who was part of the army, ended up escaping from being held captive. But his brother was not so lucky and ended up being killed in front of him. Jacob said he would rather die than be in Kony's army. Why does Kony use children instead of adults for his army when adults could be better for an army?
Because children won't really know that they can take their guns and use them against him, while adults know they could go against Kony and kill him easily.
If I was in the army, I would think of a way to set all those poor children free. I couldn't even think of such a person with no heart. You would think he would have feelings for those children and for those children. In the past 6 years, he has hurt and abducted 60,000 children. It has tripled since 2006. He also has 150,000 of his own people and has tripled too.
He also mutilated children's faces. Then afterwards, he makes the children mutilate other people's faces. I feel bad for those children because they also have to kill their parents. So what do you think about this?
I don't think it's fair at all. I wish I could do something about it.
Remember, you can always help put up flyers and posters on this April 20th.
Oh yeah, I just might do that. Well, that's it for today.
Thank you.